He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 152% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 586. Interesting gadget for you today. As you know, I cover a lot of technology, and specifically, I have probably covered, I would say, close to 50 or 60 security cameras. I think I've tested everyone that's out there and a lot of them that you've never even heard of. And, of course, the common ones like the Blink or the Arlo and the Wyze. I have I've tested them all. And I have to tell you, I really like the Arlo when it first came out. And after using it for quite some time, this week, this very week, I am going to retire all my Arlo cameras and just dump the system. I've had it. The batteries are torturous. Constantly recharging them, just a pain in the neck. The only saving grace, in my opinion, that Arlo has is if you power the camera locally, which is hard to do when you have it up in a tree. The only thing that I loved about the Arlo is you're able to go on their internet login site and see all your cameras. I like that. I wish Blink would do that. Right now, I love Blink and I love Wyze. And we are going to take a look today at the relatively new Wyze Cam Pan. Very interesting camera, works great. We'll take a peek at it. And also, it's ridiculously affordable at $49, call it $50. So we'll take a look at that. And of course, remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Definitely gearing up for CES. Have a lot of interest this year. People are very thirsty and looking forward to getting back to CES after pretty much 2 years of a COVID lockdown. I do plan to be there this year, and I'm speaking with several companies right now, so it should be pretty good. I'll keep you informed on that. And of course, when we go to CES, we do a new interview every 15 minutes. Never know what the technology is going to be or what they're bringing to the table. So it's always fun and interesting for you and definitely for me. You know, the old days, I used to understand all the technology and have no problem. Nowadays, it's less about the guts of it other than the processor, but more of what it can do or what it can't do. So it's always fun and interesting for me to go there. All right, let's take a look at our gadget of the day, and let me click some buttons here. Here we go. Let's try that one. Ah, nice. Okay, today, well, we're not going to look at the Zippo hand warmer, although that is a great gadget, but today we are going to look at the Wyze Cam Pan version 2, and oh my goodness, it's $43.99. When you buy it direct from Wyze. It is sold out, both the single and double pack. You cannot get them from Wyze. We'll talk about that in a second. And this is basically what it is. It's a camera that goes 360 degrees, okay, and pans, tilts, and really nice camera. Automatically detect, tag, and track motion in real time. Get notified whenever there's motion detected. You can customize certain areas of your room or whatever, your driveway, if you want to point it through a window. It's not an outdoor camera. It will, as soon as someone impedes that area that's marked off, it will send you an alert. You can listen and talk back to anybody because there's a speaker and microphone built into that. And of course, the pan tilt, 1080p color night vision. The night vision is perfect on this, very nice. It has invisible ultra lights, infrared lights inside the camera, so you don't see them at night, invisible. I like that too. And just a great camera, a great interface, nice. You know what, let's take a look at the video and that will give you an overview as to the functionality of the camera.
We'll be right back.
So there you have it. Let's take a look at the actual camera live and up close, and we're going to actually unbox a brand new one. All right, here we go. This is the package that it comes in. Wyze Campan, color and night vision, as usual, nice box. They certainly highlight all the features, and we saw that in the video, what it does. So let's pop this baby open here. I have never had it out of the package. I have three of them. This one obviously is new, so we're going to do that. And let's see what we got here. We got a quick start guide. That could be important. And let's pull out the camera. Here we go. That's really packed in there extremely tightly, which is good. So there we go. And well, let's take it out of the plastic covering. Again, these are really sealed quite well. Now, one thing that I love about this, and you can see it already, is that on the bottom you have a mount, okay, a screw thread where you can put this on a tripod. So if you want to elevate this high or whatever, that's very handy. Also, I'll call your attention to a reset button, which you don't need. And then right here, I think you can see that, there's the slot for the SD card. Nice. So this is what it looks like. And we're going to put that there. And then also it comes with some accessories here, which I will open up for you. And here, voila, we have the power pack and the cord. By the way, you can buy a long one of these if needed. If this isn't long enough for you, you can buy an extension. So the disadvantage, of course, is that you have to plug it in, but that's the way it goes. All in all, it's a great camera. I have zero complaints. Wyze is always good. Even their tech support is excellent. Price point, you can't beat it. So let's take a look here. Let's see where we're at here. Let's take a look now. As I said, they're sold out on the Wyze website, and they were $43.99. Why they always charge for shipping bugs the heck out of me. But if you do go over to Amazon here, you can get it for, let's call it $50. They are in stock, and that's where I would be ordering it from. No question about it, works well. And it also, one thing that I love about this is that it works well with Alexa. So what you can do essentially is say to Alexa, Alexa, show me front door camera. If you have a couple of them in different places, a vacation home, you can say, show me a front door camera in Florida or wherever you may be. So it works quite well. It's quite flexible. The price point, you're not going to beat it. And again, the quality of it's top shelf. So I definitely recommend it. As I mentioned, I'm getting rid of all my Arlo cameras this week. I have absolutely had it. I can't tell you how many batteries I've bought. I have four that are always, actually I have eight that are always charging, and I gotta tell you, once a week I'm changing the batteries. It's just a pain in the neck. So bye bye Arlo. Right now I am using for my main two cameras is the Blink, and I use this Wyze. These are great. I like these for indoor, the Wyze, and I like the Blinks for the outdoor, because those batteries, man, I got one that's almost 2 years, Blink camera, it's still going. So to me right now, the two best companies out there, in my opinion, are this Wyze and also the Blinks. They're great. For Loctite security, we'll talk about that some other time, but I actually have a few wired systems that go over the Ethernet with cable. So in the event that the internet, the wireless internet dies for whatever reason, I have hardwired cables into the cameras, a couple of them, and that always works. That never fails. These will fail once in a while. All right, let's move on to some appies of the day, and we can do that pretty easy here. Okay, the first app of the day is Para Digital Clock. This is for the Android operating system or a tablet. This is real nice, especially at night when you just want a clock and you're out somewhere, you know, staying over a friend's house or hotel or whatever, and there's no clock. This gives you a very nice configurable clock, pretty straightforward. It has the alarms, and you can hide the date or keep the date. I don't care about the date, but I need to know the time. So I definitely use this app. It's totally free, and you will like that. The next app, again for the Android operating system, this is a must-have if you have an Android tablet or a phone. This is called Miracast. This is for all TV. Basically, in a nutshell, this will transmit to the TV, okay, everything, even in 4K. Miracast for all TV app will help you cast Android device screen to TV by wireless displays such as a smart TV, or if you have wireless display adapters. Very nice. It works splendidly. You just pretty much click on Miracast, and whatever's on your phone or your tablet, boom, if you have a smart TV, which most people do, bam, there it is. And I do believe the Roku box does have a Miracast app in it. So that's good stuff, especially if you have a lot of photographs and you have everybody over the house and you want to just, you know, go through the photos and see what they look like on the TV instead of on the phone. Great app to do that. Miracast TV for all. Now, don't be disappointed because you Apple fans out there, your iOS operating system fans, don't have a Flip Clock. You do, and this is free this week. I love this app, Flip Clock. It's a big digital clock, and there's a zillion configurations, and this is what it will look like. Now, don't freak out because this is showing you 24-hour time or military time, right? You use that all the time? I don't think so. This is configurable to 12-hour time or 24-hour time, and it gets 5.0 stars out of 5. So that means it works flawlessly. All right. Our next app of the day. Everybody needs this app right now. This is both for the iOS and for the Android operating systems. This is Walker Pedometer Track Steps. Right now it's the holiday season. I am trying so hard not to eat everything. My lady has cooked goods, cookies, pies, cakes, all the time this time of the year. It's torture. It's torture. But I have Walker Pedometer, and I can click on it and see how many steps I haven't walked each day. So may want to put that on your device. Okay, our next app is Daily Diary Journal with Lock. I don't know a journal out there that doesn't have a lock. This is, again, available for both platforms. This one is displaying the Google Play Store, which means it's available for the Android operating system. But I am a big fan of journaling. I do it almost every day. It's fascinating for me to see as my mood changes and my brain swings and my bipolar disorder comes and goes. I can check my diary and see what triggered my mental state for that day or you know, what's going on in my life. And it's just fascinating, especially when you have done it for years and you look back. Let's see, today is the 8th. My mom passed away a year ago on the 10th, December 10th. And boy, I was an absolute wreck during that time. And I kept a journal. I was just looking back at the notes. And it's pretty interesting. And I dread that day. But what can I tell you? That's life. I was very fortunate. I had my mother for 93 years, and she was healthy right up to the end, so I'm grateful for that. All right, our last app of the day. I gotta tell you, if you are into photography, and the phones, the smartphones are so good these days that you almost don't need a digital camera anymore, you know, a full-fledged digital camera with lenses changing. The cameras are so, so good that if you learn how to use the features within the camera manually rather than automatically, and believe me, you're going to get great photos automatically, no question. But if you really want to understand the nuances of photography, focal length, what the ISO has to do with it, your f-stop, your shutter speed, you can control all that manually using this type of an app. And these are available for, these apps are available for every platform that's out there. You can get some remarkable results. I mean, really cool stuff. It's going to take a little practice, but I assure you that it's worth it. And like everything else, it takes practice and concentration, but you can definitely do that. And last but not least, a funny but typical Gadget Professor note. I finally got away from Sprint. I can write a book on that. It took me 2 years to get off of Sprint. I know, it should be easy. It's not. In any event, here's my new iPhone 14. I got the Pro Max. This thing is huge. And the first case that I had, the thing probably weighed 2 pounds. I felt like I was walking around with an iPad in my pocket. Huge and heavy. So I changed the case, and now it's quasi-normal. Big phone. But I love it because I have a lot of real estate. I can see my photography. I can read my notes, email, all that kind of stuff. So I love it. And, of course, the irony of it is the day I got it, I opened it up, I set it up. That night I was reading all my tech articles, and the first article that popped up was, warning, do not buy the iPhone 14. Do not buy the iPhone 14 because the iPhone 15 is going to be coming out and it's going to be even better. It's going to have newer technology, and I just want to scream. But by the time that gets out there, probably a year from now, and worry about that down the road. So have a good week. I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.